What is this AI all about? There's nothing wrong with AI. It's a good thing. The trouble is, it's been badly named. I would say misnamed. And the labels assigned to it are totally misleading. Let's get it straight. It's not artificial. And it's not intelligence. Consider an artificial flower. Such things do exist, but they aren't flowers. They're models of flowers. I'm noticing companies with existing tech products suddenly rebranding them by adding AI on the front of the name or something like that. AI is highly sophisticated programming, which is great. It's all it is. But it's being presented as some sort of entity in its own right, as if it's beyond conventional technology. It's been given almost supernatural and some sort of anthropomorphic status built up by using the words training and feeding it with data and information, as if it was some kind of living entity. The fundamentals of so-called AI are simple. It's a suite of computer programs which can process a vast set of any data to which it has access and which it has been loaded into the program, part of which is enabling the user to add instructions as to how the output should be presented. This is nothing new. It's been going on for years, but on a much more limited scale. Now, we can use these programs to extract whatever information we're looking for at lightning speed, and also use it to suggest options as to how we might present this information. The AI program has the ability in it to select from multiple sources of data the information we want in the form we want it. This is really the new bit, a program which can convert data into information, and this is the real upside of AI. There is, of course, a downside, and this has been explicitly demonstrated by the DeepSeek program coming out of the People's Republic of China, in that any probing questions about the state are just not answered. There is no information or data available. The program has not been loaded with any. All AI programs are the same. If they aren't loaded with particular data or information, it doesn't exist, making it an ideal mechanism for promulgating fake news and false information. What's more, this is exacerbated when some AI programs pull together data from different sources to which it has access to fulfill what seems to be its prime directive, to provide an answer to the client's question. And if it can't, then the program has a facility just to make it up. The answers AI systems produce are usually highly plausible and look authentic, but remember, they are drawn from a vast array of different data or information sources. Rather than say, "I don't know," or "there is no definitive answer to this question," AI may state, "it's a subject of debate," or "it hasn't been scientifically proven," or some similar weasel word phrase, when the honest answer would be, "I have no information on this topic." AI is an amazing technological development, but let's not get carried away with the idea it's a universal panacea for life, the universe, and everything. I've seen a plethora of tech tools appear over the years since I first involved myself in IT in 1983, and even by then, the science of technology and its associated engineering had moved on massively since the dawn days at the beginning or before the 20th century. Don't be surprised if something else comes along in the next decade. I remember back in around 1990, when I was working for ICL, Britain's flagship computer company, there was research going on to replace silicon technology with biotechnology based on the chemistry of living creatures. Where could that take us? Even now, the Star Trek technology imagined for the 23rd century is beginning to happen, and some of it is even behind the times. AI isn't the end of the story. It's a first baby step to boldly go where no man has gone before. Arthur C. Clarke, H.G. Wells, Gene Roddenberry, and others would be proud.